1, 2, 3.
With that, the corner of 28th Street and Stanford Avenue became the Roger Bill Terry Square. The Los Angeles chapter of Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated and Councilwoman Jan Perry gathered in front of St. Philip's Episcopal Church to commemorate their friend who died last year of heart failure.
His contributions have helped to positively shape our future, and it is only fitting that we recognize this local hero. Mr. Terry, or Roger Bill Terry Square, will stand as a memorial for his brave and important work, and this also serves as a dedication to all the Tuskegee Airmen and a reminder to the next generation of what our forefathers have contributed to our community and country.
Terry was not only one of the first African-American pilots, known as the Tuskegee Airmen, but he was instrumental in desegregating the military. Ted Lumpkin is president of the Los Angeles Tuskegee Airmen.
We're very proud of Bill Terry. Bill Terry had a excellent record, but he's really famous for the Freeman Field incident.
The Freeman Field Mutiny took place in 1945. African-American officers used civil disobedience to draw attention to segregation in the military. 162 participated. Terry was one of three who was initially court-martialed.
Their actions are generally regarded by historians of the civil rights movement as an important step towards full integration of the armed forces.
And 65 years later, integration has reached the highest levels of government.
The commander-in-chief is President Obama, and so he is kind of culmination of efforts to deal with segregation, integration.
But the military still faces issues of integration. The controversial don't ask, don't tell policy is bouncing back and forth between federal courts. Oliver Goodall, spokesperson for the local Tuskegee Airmen, says his experience shapes his view on military politics today.
We're all American, regardless of race, creed, or gender. They don't look like you, they don't act like you, they don't love like you. Forget it. Let the person, whoever they are, male or female, let them serve their country. This is their country too.
The current controversy dogging the military is not as much on the minds of the veterans as honoring their friend and fellow airmen. This is Albert Sabate, Annenberg Radio News.